with Josiah and Herbie. Oh!
On Hit 96.9.
Boom, what a massive show, and I am not hungry, I'll tell you what.
Because I think we did a show first. I don't know if this has ever been done on any other radio show.
No way.
All across the world, not just here in Australia, worldwide.
Agreed.
We did our first ever baking show. Well, when I say we, I, but used an iron. Hashtag iron baking.
Herbie cooked with an iron, literally an upside down iron plugged into the wall after a girl in, we talked about it on the podcast yesterday.
She came back
yesterday.
From the UK.
That's right. Yeah. She was quarantining and cooked a...
apple crumble.
That's right. Oh, I'm hungry again thinking about it. How did we go? You'll hear it in the catch up. I like to swim in the nude. I don't know if that's, is that a surprise?
I don't think it's just like swim. I think you like to do anything nude.
Yeah. In fact, I'm naked right now. don't tell HR.
If I was going to tell him, I would have told him on my first day when I met you. And you were nude.
It's not offensive, I promise. Yeah, something happened to me in the nude the last couple of days, which we talk about, and we got an amazing call.
We did indeed. I didn't think we'd get one, but you're not alone. You are not alone.
And we've launched a massive idea on the show, which I reckon has some legs on it.
Yes, we did. Well, we've tried to at least.
We'll see what happens. Plus, adults who pack lunches, the phones went nuts for that.
And we should celebrate our camel milk.
Oh, yeah.
How do we forget that?
Megan joined us, the best non-cow milk in Australia, right here in the GV. We had a great interview about it.
Unbelievable.
There's heaps more in there. Enjoy the catch-up. Thanks for downloading.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
Yesterday, Herbs had a moment with the boys, which I feel like I should probably share on the radio, because I don't know if I did the right thing or the wrong thing. Chad and Liam, my two best mates, are in town at the moment. In fact, it didn't just happen yesterday. It happened twice this week. On Monday, we went up to the Murray River in Cobram. I won't say what beach we were at for the sake of keeping it private for the locals, but we were on a little bushwalk and went to go in the water. But then we realised we didn't have a change of clothes in the car.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, my shirt was already off. Like, I'm not afraid to say that.
Shirt and shoes are always off.
Yeah, I don't often wear them. Like, there's no point. Even winter, I don't know. I don't feel the cold. I'm a bit weird. I get it.
People have asked me, actually, is it a thing? Does he take it off because he loves himself, or is it just always off? And I just said, no, it's just all, it's seriously, it's a comfortable thing.
It
it's just always off.
I don't get me wrong. I do love myself as well. But no, it's I've always been like that since I was a kid. It's
nothing wrong with it. Do you know what? It's great, actually.
It's who I've always been. I grew up on a beach.
Embrace yourself.
Wherever I live in this world, I don't change who I am, and that's what I am. Some will find this weird. Others will find this in touch with nature, and I want to put the call out to people who are very similar to this, because Liam's shorts came off first, Chad second, mine came out third. There was three nude boys in Cobram on Monday swimming in the Murray.
Skinny dipping.
Hoping no one walked past. I mean, we were a little bit away from the track, but people do walk their dogs and go for bike rides past where we were.
See, that's where I think there might be a problem, because I don't know if you're actually allowed.
I don't know if you're not allowed, though.
I'm pretty sure you're not allowed to be naked in public.
The thing is, like, we weren't in public. Law. We were well in the bush, like well away from anyone.
Mm. As long as you're hidden, because as you said, you don't want a family doing their bushwalk, walking along, and little Jimmy looks over and has to witness what you guys were doing.
So witness my little Jimmy.
Exactly. But, I mean, if you're away from people, I don't see any harm in what you've done.
Well, I tell you what, it was definitely little Jimmy, because the Murray's pretty cold at this time of year. Then yesterday we were down in, I was in Arcadia on the Goulburn River at a little beach I like to go for a swim and get away. And once again, we thought, you know what, why not? It was so freeing and liberating that the kit came back on, off, and into the Goulburn River we went nude.
And so you've now skinny dipped twice this week. What does it feel like?
It's freeing. It's not the first time I've done it. I do it, you know, at a beach or
but
if you're on holidays.
But for that cold water, though, that's a different feeling to the beach, because that's icy.
As a bloke, you have to be pretty confident to do it. It was weird when Chad started tackling me, but that's a story for another time on the radio. He said he was just warm. He was excited because rugby league's back tonight.
He's practicing. Yeah, I get it.
I found it a bit weirder than that. But I want to know, obviously you are right. It could be illegal. I know I'm in the middle of nowhere, and the chances of someone seeing us are so, so slim. Mm-hmm. However, surely there's a beach along the Goulburn River. I know they're in the middle of nowhere, or the Murray, where other people like to get the kit off. Or
so
maybe
we have our local nudist beach.
Or maybe there is a local nudist beach.
Interesting. If there is, I'm sure you would have heard about it, though. That's my only thing, because you love, as you said, being nude.
I know I'm not the only one, because there's a real society out there.
We've
spoken about it on the show, other people that are like that on the show. Should there be a designated area along the river where we can get our kit off?
I'm not opposed to this, but I think it'd have to be clearly marked.
Yeah, you have a little sign before you go
I'd
in.
I'd say a big sign.
not for me, it'd be a little sign. saying this is a nudist beach along the Murray somewhere where we can all get together. There's no judgment-free zone and we get our kit off. It doesn't matter if it's summer or winter and we all get it on. 13, well, not get it on, but we all get our kit off. You know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
13, 12, 16 is the number. Any local knowledge on this topic along the Murray or Goulburn River, give us a buzz right now.
Or if you want one, because maybe we can take it to council.
Yeah, do you support me on this?
Yes.
I'll start a campaign to get it going. 13, 12, 16 is the number if you've got any info. Stephen's in Tatura this morning. Mate, do you have any more information for me? Or are there any new beaches around?
No, there's no. I just had a quick look up on the net. There's nothing there. There's one in South Australia. Not too much around here. But, I'm the same as you. I've been doing that since I was pretty much a kid. The worst one that ever happened to me, I lived on the Gold Coast. I was one of the second house built in Upper Cooma. Down the end of our street, there was a pond. So me and the missus, when we unpacked, we thought, we get on the vodka and go for a bit of a nude swim. So we took the bundles down, we hooked it all up, and we jumped in. The problem was, because there was a built-up area, the building, all the slime had gone down when it was raining into the pond.
Oh.
So it was like quicksand. But the next morning we woke up, and there was a real bad smell in the house. And we couldn't work out what it was, but we found out we smelled like a dead cow for 3 days because there was a dead cow in the pond. We really stung like really bad for 3 days.
Oh.
Did you get sick, mate?
No, I didn't get sick. I was probably the vodka. I was the mix, I don't know. But,
and that didn't stop you from getting your kit off again then, I take it?
Never, mate. No. As a bloke, the only thing that really sits in the back of your mind is something like your catfish.
Predator.
Yeah, but it's like when you kiss a girl, you try to forget things, you know what I mean? You just enjoy it.
Stephen, I know exactly what you're talking about. Have you found a local one here in the Goulburn Valley that you get your kit off at?
No, I have been to one down here, but I won't say where I go.
we might bump into each other one time.
Ever since we've had the corona lockdown, I usually go swimming every morning down a ship. So since we've been in lockdown, I've had to find a few different spots.
The bathtub, maybe?
I'm glad I'm not alone. Can I ask, I've had an idea while thinking about this. If I organise some nude swim for a whole bunch of people, we could raise some coin for charity. Everyone gets their kit off and goes for a big freezing swim. Would you get around that?
Yeah, mate, I've always wanted to go overseas where they do it in the ice.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
Okay.
Dare I say, Buller?
I think over in Finland, they do a nude swim in the ice.
They do, yeah. I've seen that as well.
That's a good thing because it balances all males out.
Yeah.
No,
I mean, before we do it, we're going to make sure it's a no judgment free zone, obviously, Stephen.
Exactly.
Mate, I'm 44, mate. I don't care no more.
I feel like you should go for a few frothies.
Mate, a beer, a nude swim. You sound like my sort of bloke, Stephen. Appreciate the call.
Sweetheart, matey. Thanks, buddy. Have a good one.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
A wife here in Australia, she has been ridiculed online and in my eyes for all the wrong reasons. So this Australian lady took to an Australian budgeting group on Facebook. So it's just your classic group which shows ways of that you can save some money. People love that. Everyone wants to save a buck. Now, what she uploaded was her husband, who's a tradie, lunch. And let me tell you, you'd be a fan of this lunch. So what is in the picture is a Gatorade, great flavour. It's got three pieces of fruit. You've got a mandarin, banana, apple, a muesli bar. It's got some two sandwiches in there, white bread, crust on, cheese, some crimpy chicken or chicken crimpy shapes, and some little cabanas cut up.
Oh, sounds amazing.
Doesn't it? Delicious. And she's packed it all. It's in its little container. Show you a quick glimpse.
Oh, look at that. Lucky bloke.
Yeah, you'd love that. Now, she put it up there, and then people have started coming after her saying, because she feeds her husband. And saying, you do everything for him.
So?
And they've attacked her, saying, you shouldn't be packing your husband's lunch because he's an adult, he can pack his own lunch, or he can buy his own lunch.
A couple of things here. First of all, if the man's out providing, no, I won't even go down that angle. However, no, the other angle is, what if she wants to do it? What if she...
Yeah.
Some ladies really do enjoy it. Maybe he could pack it if he wanted to. If he came out and said, I hunt and gather, you should pack my lunch, that sort of stuff, I kind of get the uproar, but if she wants to do it, let her do what she wants to do.
Exactly. For me, it's just a picture of someone who's got a packed lunch. Now, this post got so many negative comments that the administrator of the group was forced to delete the picture of a packed lunch. For me, we got our lunches packed when we were in primary school. Yes, when you are still living at home, sometimes your parents will still pack your lunch. I know when you get into a relationship, it tends to be one person might make two lunches, and so they're packing their partner's lunch. It's not a big deal. Surely it's not.
I would love that. I would love that. You know me, like right now, I'm starving. And that's
keen for the crumble.
I know you're making the apple crumble this morning. I'll get that before 9 o'clock, but that doesn't often happen on the show. So I have to look after myself. By 9 o'clock this morning, I'm ready to explode. However, if there was someone to cook me a little brekkie or a little fruit salad in the mornings, you could say that I could do it yourself. Not capable.
You're really not. Like, I'm not. Every day will complain that you're hungry, but every day you still don't bring food. It's a real problem.
Well, I'm not great at looking after myself.
I think this is fine, but I know there's people out there. Obviously, there is, because they made them take down this post. Is there a limit on packed lunches? Should adults not get their lunches packed for them?
Ooh, this is an interesting one, because my best mate, Chad, his missus and her mum as well, because he often stays at their house, they cook and pack him lunch every single day as well. I'm like, mate, are you in high school? But then I thought, you know what? I wouldn't be saying no either.
Exactly. So 13, 12, 16 this morning, how old is too old for a packed lunch?
Nicole is in Undera this morning. What are your thoughts?
You're never too old for a packed lunch. I'm 39 and I still take one.
Exactly. I like this.
And I pack one for my partner too. I'm packing for all the kids.
Hello.
I'm packing for the kids, so I pack for us as well, and it saves us, you know, $10 or $15 a day each on food. So
amazing. Does your hubby, I'm guessing you're married, does he ever pack your lunch for you as well? Or
yeah, we'll do it either. Whoever's is on lunchbox duty will be on lunch duty for the adults too.
What goes into the lunch? Do you still give yourself a little treat like you get in primary school?
Well, I'm on a health kick after ISO and going back to work. So today I have lots of fruit, protein bar, and it's boring. But normally for my hubby, I will put in some chips and a muesli bar and all the good stuff.
Nicole, how much do I have to pay you or your hubby to do my brekkie lunches?
Well, no. I drop it off every day. I'm just not up early enough.
We do have Emily, though. She's on the line. Morning, Emily. Do you get your lunch packed?
Yeah.
How old are you?
I'm 10.
10. And does mum pack your lunch? Who packs it for you?
My mum packs it for me.
And then is there anyone else in your family who gets a packed lunch, Emily?
Yeah. My pop, who is 66, gets his lunch packed.
Oh, 66. That's amazing. He hasn't learnt to do it yet, or?
He does a bit of both.
And so is it his wife that does it, your grandma, Emily?
Yeah.
Do you ever help mum pack lunches?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. You sound like a great, great girl. What school do you go to, Emily?
I go to YCP 12 Yarrawonga College.
Say hi to everyone at school for me. I might have to get you or mum to pack a lunch for me one day. How does that sound?
Yeah.
Good on you, Emily. I feel like I'm just getting free lunches all over the Golden Valley.
That's all you're trying to do here. That's the point of this, isn't it?
This whole segment is just to score me a free lunch to see if we can get off someone else now. Alex is in Numurkah this morning. What are your thoughts? Do you pack your man's lunch?
No,
so my partner and I are almost 30, and well, for starters,
it's $5 cheaper to pack your own lunch instead of buying it every day, which my partner does, and I'm a saver. He's a spender, so if I pack his lunch, he's not buying it.
Exactly. It can cost a lot.
It does, yeah. Well, he was, before I kind of love spending his whole paycheck on buying food pretty much every day for lunch, breakfast, lunch, and tea.
Alex, he sounds like me. Where do I find a you?
I'm a rare breed.
That doesn't fill me with any hope today. Lucky, Alex, I've got Herbie cooking me an apple crumble on an iron board in the studio this morning.
Oh, nice.
I'm a spoilt man, aren't I?
Yeah, I do send him with cooked meals as well when he's working busy in the tractor. Oh. He's been
Alex is the dream.
Oh, Alex, well, thank you so much. You're lucky man. We appreciate your call this morning.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
Now, there's this girl over in the States who's gone and started an all-out war with her family. It seems a bit petty, and I relate to her a lot because what's happened is her parents have called her the most ridiculous name. Her name's Crystal, but okay. they spell it Q-U-R, apostrophe S-T-Y-double-L-E, Kerr, apostrophe stool, but it's pronounced Crystal.
The only time you could say Crystal is spelled differently is if it's a C or a K. Q is just beyond a joke.
Yeah, her parents sound pretty tapped. I relate to this, though, because having the name Josiah, like Crystal, growing up, no one could, first of all, say my name, but they also couldn't spell it either.
At least it's a name, though. At least you're not saying Josiah and then you're spelling it in a really crazy way. Like, you've got one thing above her.
But what do you? How do you know how to spell Josiah? Because I tell you what, if I get everyone right now that doesn't know it already to spell it, most people get it wrong.
I'd probably go with a G.
Yeah,
if I heard you first time.
A lot of people do.
That's fair point, mate. You're just as bad as this chick.
Lucky for Crystal, she's grown up, turned 18, and she's gone and legally changed it to the proper spelling of Crystal.
Wow.
Now, when her mum found out, she has cut her off the family and stated that she's betrayed the family by doing so.
That's a bit far, isn't it?
I mean, it's the same name. She's just changed the spelling. Come on.
I just think when it comes to kids' names, this is where you got to be careful. Like Elon Musk at the moment, I feel like this could be a similar case that he's going to see in a few years when that kid, AER12, whatever it is called, grows up.
Agreed. I'm going to take a leaf out of Crystal's book now, though, and I thought I'm going to call my mum and tell her that I'm changing my name. I don't know if they'll take it well or if they'll be taking it bad.
I think name for a very special reason.
I know. Let's just see if she how she reacts. And if she cuts me off like Crystal's mum did, I'm just putting a number in now. Hang on, let me give her a call. Come on, Mum, answer.
Hello?
Mum, it's Josiah.
Oh, hi, how are you?
I'm just calling quickly. How are you, first of all?
Yeah, really good. What's up?
Not much. I'm just calling to let you know that I'm changing my name from Josiah to something else. Do you want to know what it is?
What's your name? What are you doing now?
It's a lot more simple. Josiah's too complicated, so I'm going with Gary. It's what you should have called me from the start.
That's terrible.
Gary Sharla.
Yeah, Gary.
I don't know.
Great Albanian name.
I like Josiah. It's nice. It's just that nobody can say it.
Yeah, exactly right. That's why I'm changing it to Gary, because it's a lot easier to say, Mum.
Get up with Herbie and Gary, or Gary and Herbie.
Oh, either sounds good. Is that okay by you and Dad?
No, definitely not. It's a horrible name. Sorry.
He's offended a lot of Garys out there, including myself, Mum. Well, you don't have a choice. I'm off to change it today.
But I'm going to cut you out of the will.
Oh, yes, put your foot down, Paula.
Lucky you don't have any money anyway, Mum. Thanks for the call.
See ya.
That didn't go down too badly.
I think Gary suits you.
You reckon I'm a Gazza?
Gazza!
Gazza Charlotte.
Nice, Gary!
You're waking up with Gazza and Herbie. Yeah.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
We all want to go for a bit of exercise, or you should be, or you should at least try to be.
Mm.
During a pandemic, that's what it's a bit harder than normal to hit to the gym. You've got to try and be a bit more creative with your working out.
I've seen a lot more people hitting the old pavement. They're going for walks. They're going for runs. I know I've been running more than ever. If anything, I'm cardio fit over strong.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not very strong.
There's no weights. And you're seeing a lot of families out on their bikes.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
That sort of stuff. In Melbourne, Albert Park, beautiful part of the city there, inner city Melbourne.
You get to see the Grand Prix, which unfortunately you didn't get to see this year.
Yeah, it got cancelled, which sucks. Right at the start of all this. Remember they were the first to cancel?
Yeah.
And everyone was like, come on, guys, you could have done it. Next minute, the whole world's cancelled. just yesterday, there's a man there that manages a community garden. Always a nice thing to do. You see them around St Kilda and that sort of stuff.
They love gardens. If that's their job, they love it.
Shane Whiteley, he looks after the community garden because it borders onto his property. Good guy.
Yeah.
Good bloke. He found something in the garden yesterday morning and he thought, that doesn't look like a animal. Now, I'm talking about droppings. So what he did, he's like, I better check the cameras just to make sure I'm not going crazy. He stumbles at 6:50 a.m. across footage.
Oh, no.
Of another poo jogger.
How is there another one? Surely we only ever report on one poo jogger in this world, but unfortunately cases pop up left, right and centre.
I think the original one was that guy in Brisbane who ended up losing his job over it because he was like a school teacher. He's a businessman, actually. He was a high-end businessman.
Roxy Jadenko. She caught one outside of her property.
Roxy, yep. I reckon that was a publicity stunt, but they still haven't found that person. That girl's still on the loose. She's a hot little blonde thing, that one.
Yeah, she could pop it out quite quick too.
Well, apparently in the footage of this, so does this guy. So I just, it baffles me.
It does.
Because this guy says that it was a nice little maintained garden, just been freshly planted. In the footage, he runs up to this beautiful little bed of gardens and flowers, drops his dacks. Something pops out as quick as day. He pulls his pants up and keeps running. Surely that's a little bit uncomfortable.
I just don't understand. I get the part where sometimes when you're running, maybe because of the jiggling and the movement, your bowels move a little bit more. I get that. But surely, you know, if that's going to happen, if you're one whose bowels move a lot, you go before you run.
Shane told the Herald Sun there was a public toilet just 50 metres away that he could have used. It was open. So it gets
maybe
a bit weirder.
Fetish.
It has to be.
The challenge of doing a poo and getting away with it.
But look, I'm into some crazy stuff. After 7 o'clock this morning, I'm going to talk about me nude swimming in the Murray River.
Like, see, nude swimming compared to poo in public places, very different.
Look, I like to try everything once in life. And when I say everything, I say most things. But for some reason, poo jogging, just dropping
my
back.
It's not on the list?
It hasn't made the top of my list.
So it's on the list.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
We are very proud of this. A Kyabram Camel Milk Company,
yeah.
They are called the Camel Milk Co. Australia, have won the best non-cow milk in Australia overnight. And the owner, Megan Williams, joins us on the phone now. Congrats, Megan.
Thank you very much.
Congratulations. How does it feel? Because that's a massive award. The biggest non-cow milk in Australia?
It absolutely is. It's a huge achievement. We're still smiling from ear to ear.
This is incredible because I'm going to be honest, I didn't know camel milk was a thing. For those who might be playing the same boat as me at the moment, what does it taste like?
You're not the only one to not know about camel milk. And for us, I think to myself, how do people not know after all these years? But for those that don't know, camel milk is often has a slightly salty aftertaste, but then there's a lot of people that say it can taste quite sweet. So I guess everyone has a different palate.
Megan, what benefits does it have for someone, you know, who doesn't drink cow milk? Because, yeah, a lot of people don't.
Yeah, that's right. So it's fantastic that it's now been recognised as just a mainstream milk, or it's just out there. So basically camel milk doesn't contain the whey protein, beta-lactoglobulin, which is a mouthful. So BL, as it's known, is a commonly known dairy allergen. And so often people that can't drink dairy for whatever reason, camel milk may be right for them.
Huh. And it's crazy that we've got a gold winner here locally. How many camels do you have out there?
A couple of hundred. We started off with just a few, and now we're certainly building up the numbers.
How good's that? How do you milk a camel? Is it similar to a cow, or do you have to like tap into its hump? Like, where does the milk come from?
Same principle. Cups go up onto the udders. So camels have four teeth. And we milk them from the side. So traditionally, dairy farmers milk from behind between the two back legs. We just milk from the side and we keep their babies with them. So the babies are on one side with mama drinking and we're on the other side putting cups on them to milk them.
I'm so fascinated by this. Does it depend on the camel? Like, is it two humps or one hump that produces the better milk?
Well, in Australia, we only have the one-humped camel. But the milk from one-humped to two-humped camels is so nutritionally different as well, so not even the same.
Amazing. I know this is totally off topic from your milk, but can you ride these camels?
You have been known to ride camels. We don't ride our camels. Ours are our milking girls, but I'm sure you could try.
And is there one camel? I know you've got a fair few out there, but is there one that stands out above the rest?
Probably Cleo, which is a bit of a cliche. We've got Cleopatra. She's one of our best milkers, pumping out 14.5 litres.
Wow.
Which is huge for camels, considering they average about 5 litres a day. So she stands out not only because she's a milking star, but she's also just a beautiful temperament.
Hey, Megan, what I'd love to do once, obviously, the pandemic and things are a bit more looser over the next few weeks, I'd love to come out and see how it works and milk a camel. Can you drink it straight from the thing like cow milk? I know it doesn't taste the same as when you bottle it, but can you still skull it?
You could give it a go. Come out and we'll give it a go.
Yeah, done. I would love to. We really appreciate you coming on the show this morning. Congratulations. It's a massive award.
Yeah, well done.
You're doing the whole GV proud, Megan.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
We are jumping into Herbie's live cooking show.
Now, you know Huey, so don't even try to be. What are you attempting this morning?
So we spoke about it on the show yesterday about how a girl who flew back from the UK and she was quarantining in one of the hotels for 14 days, she had to get creative because you can't really do much. You can't go and get whatever food you like. And so she used an iron to cook an apple crumble. Now, her short video made it look quite simple and it looks like it did actually work. So I thought, if she can do it, then we can do it.
Well, we could definitely try. And when we say we mean you, because I'm not giving this a crack. My sister on TikTok did the old popcorn in between the hair straightener trick.
And
it actually popped into popcorn. Like, I know, I just don't expect it to happen because it's not in a fry pan for some reason.
But it works. And so I reckon this will work. I have got the setup, the oven. I will keep everyone updated on our social media at HitGV on Instagram. Hopefully, by the end of the show, this is my promise to you, Josiah, I will be able to feed you apple crumble.
I'm a hungry boy, so don't make false promises.
Well, I'm going to attempt it.
How? Explain to me how this is going to work, because right now I'm seeing a foil little tin thing filled with apples.
I've set the iron up. I keep calling it the oven, but it is my oven today. I've set it on the linen temp. So normally you'd go for maybe a fan or just a rapid heat in your oven. Obviously, you've got to choose between cotton, silk and everything. I've gone with linen.
Why would an apple crumble be linen, though?
I don't know. I've gone with that. I've gone with what my head is thinking. I've got one of those aluminium trays like you'd see on a barbecue. I've cut up some apple and we're going to let that go on the iron first and hopefully that'll get warm and then next is onto the crumble.
I will point out that is my iron, so if that breaks, you can buy me a new one as well.
Yeah, but if it doesn't, how good? You've got an oven and an iron in one.
It's a win-win.
It's a two-in-one.
We'll keep you up to date with how we go. Before 9 o'clock, we will reveal the results of Herbie cooking an apple crumble.
Just turn the iron on.
On and on.
We're baking, baby.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
A lot of people have had their travel plans cancelled or delayed for this year. I know one of my brothers, he was moving to the UK, had the visa and everything. He got called saying, job's not here anymore, stay in Australia. Another brother had his Euro gap year planned, and mum and dad were going for the first time together to Europe as well. And so all that hasn't happened for them. They're fine. We'll delay it, do it next year. But they're not the only ones. It's people all across Australia who now are waiting to see when they can go overseas again. Now, we got told this week that it's looking likely we'll have a bubble between New Zealand and Australia. That'll be the first thing we will see. And probably around September that will come into play. But when we'll be able to go to Europe, no one really knows. Yes, there's some people who can get there because of their jobs, but then when you get there, it's quarantine. It's all a sticky situation at
the
moment.
Can I get over there with an Albanian passport or a Euro passport?
I think you need a reason, because there's so many people who've had like family deaths and loss and they're struggling to get over. So you need a definite reason that gets approved by, I'm guessing, high up authorities. I'm no expert, but I'm sure there's something in place for that. But for one German airline, they got a little bit excited because their travel restrictions got lifted just a smidge this week. And so they booked a flight. So Eurowing is the airline, and they booked a flight from Dusseldorf to Sardinia, which is in Italy. Now, it's just a low-cost carrier, and they said, if you're keen to come, let us know, book. So they had a couple of passengers, literally two passengers that booked this flight.
No point. You're not making any money.
I know, but maybe it was a joyride. Maybe it was like, I've forgotten how to fly and I want to get my wings out again.
Say it costs 100K just to launch that thing from city to city, which it does most flights with petrol and staff, you name it. Two people, I reckon, unless their tickets are 50K each, you're losing a lot of money.
You'd think so. But that's not the only thing they lost. So what happened is they head off on Saturday morning. They departed Dusseldorf Airport and they went to land at Sardinia's airspace. And that's when they got informed by air traffic control that it wasn't open to commercial traffic. And so the Airbus A320, it hung around in a holding pattern. So I'm guessing that's just going around and around until it was getting permission to land. No dice. Didn't get any. So then a diversion was proposed to an airport which was 120 miles away from the one that they were trying to land at. And then they got told again, no dice. And so what they had to do is just turn back around and they landed back at Dusseldorf Airport.
Are you kidding me? Can I just, I don't understand this, because surely this is something that you have to clear before you leave Dusseldorf. Don't you need an approval from the other airport to say you can land here?
I mean, maybe they only got the one approval and then just was hoping for the best. It took a total of 4 hours of them up in the air to realise that they've made this mistake, and it was just a waste of everyone's time. And those two poor people that wanted to get to Italy, they're just not getting there anytime soon.
You'd think as well, if it was a full plane, they would have used a lot more petrol as well.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what takes up a lot in the plane world. Lucky there was only two people, because that would have ended
been
a lot
of
worse.
Trouble. I think it's foreshadowing for Monday, for our restrictions being lifted here in Victoria a little bit. Just don't go full gun, Pull back a little bit, guys.
Don't go on any planes as well.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
You are not a fan of spiders.
Nah, not for me.
You really don't like them. The other day, I had to actually walk with you to the toilet and drop you off because you were scared that there was a spider above you.
Yeah, huntsmen in particular. I can do little spiders, happy to kill them if I have to. Huntsmen, though, they say they're the puppy dog of the spider world. Good spiders are dead spider.
Really?
No, I don't see it any other way.
See, when I was a little girl, I remember being scared of spiders, but now they couldn't faze me at all.
It's just huntsmen. It's the fur, it's the legs, it's the size, it's how creepy they are, and I've had some terrible experiences growing up with them.
See, yes, last year I got bitten by a whitetail, ended up in hospital, spent a night in there, and still hasn't changed me.
Yeah, if I saw a, I've seen whitetail and killed them, no dramas.
But if your arm blew up like a balloon,
yeah,
it was quite gross.
It'd actually be the end of the world for me, to be honest.
But look, when I was a little girl, I actually was scared of them, and I remember one time I was in my bed. It was when I had that a pretty little single bed frame, and I looked at the corner of my door, and I was like, oh no, there's a spider there. And I was really scared. I would have been maybe 4 or 5. And I remember going, I can't get out of there because that spider's going to shoot webs at me. And we all have these ideas that come from, obviously, what we watch. And I was watching a little bit of Spider-Man at that stage. Now, three boys over in Bolivia, they've obviously had a similar situation and thoughts like I did when I was a little girl. But these guys are aged 8, 10 and 12. They're all brothers. And what they did is quite silly, and they've learnt a valuable lesson. So they decided to actually get bitten by a spider, a black widow, and ended up in hospital.
Why do they want to get bitten by a spider?
Well, they thought if they could be bitten by a spider, they would become Spider-Man.
Yeah, it's a good lesson for parents because we've all had that thought. As much as I say I'm scared of them,
I
used to say to my parents as well, I hope a spider crawls into my mouth at night when I sleep because I want to become Spider-Man.
Literally, last year when I did get bitten by a spider, I normally nanny, and so I couldn't nanny the kids that day because I was in hospital. So when I did nanny them the next time, Harvey, who was 4, he came up and said, hey, you're Spider-Man now. And he got my arm out, which had all these bandages on, and he was, like, shooting webs out of my arm, or pretending to at least, because he literally thought that was the case. It was great in terms of scaring him to be good. I was like, don't do that, I'll shoot my web. And he's like, no, don't do it to me. But, I mean, it's very, very scary to think that kids are going off and doing this when really it's quite dangerous.
It's funny, yeah, because we've all had the thought, you don't actually go through and let a black widow bite you. How sick do these boys get? Are they in hospital?
They spent a week in hospital recovering. So they're out now, and I can nearly guarantee you all the money in the world they won't be letting a spider bite them again.
Yeah, and I don't think they'll be turning to Spider-Man either. Safe to say.
Never know.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
And guess what? It is time for another round of Rock, Paper, Scissors.
I'm excited for this. I won last week. I beat my arch nemesis, Lockie. And so I'm feeling quite confident going into today's games.
Let's see if you can win the chocolates as well. We've got a couple of people on hold at the moment. Let's go now to Margie in Shepherd. And Margie, are you feeling confident?
Oh, very confident. Very confident.
Do you have a tactic going into this, Margie?
No, not really. Just driving into work. But, yeah.
Listening to us now. Herbs, have you got what you're going to go up your sleeve, like rock, paper, scissors?
No, I never know. I just say it.
All right, Margie, for a Macca's voucher or a prize of your choice, we're going to play. Are you ready? On the count of three, I'll count you girls in. Rock, paper, scissors.
Paper.
Scissors.
Oh, there was a delay.
There was
there.
A delay. We'll go again. Okay, that's me. I jumped
again.
In.
Yep.
Here we go. Rock, paper, scissors.
Rock.
Scissors. Oh.
Oh, there was a little delay.
There's a delay, again. But she beat me.
Okay, here we go.
No, what? No, Margie beat me with a delay.
Oh, yeah.
So I should have.
Herbie had half a second of change.
Do you want to go again, Margie, for a clear one, or I'll give you the win?
Doesn't matter. Whatever.
Okay, Margie just wants to go. Here we go. One more.
No, not really.
Rock, paper, scissors.
Paper.
Herbie won.
Yeah, I'll take that, Margie. We'll end on that note, eh?
Should have quit while you're ahead, Margie.
I know.
Have an amazing day at work. Drive safe.
Yeah, no worries.
Beautiful. Let's move on to Bo in Cobram. Are you ready for a rock, paper, scissors, mate?
Yep.
All right, let's see if we can fling you a Macca's voucher. I'll say rock, paper, scissors, then deliver your answer, all right? Here we are, Herbs. Fire up. Rock, paper, scissors.
Paper.
Paper.
Oh, here we go. Rock, paper, scissors.
Rock.
Paper.
Herbie's
yes!
Rock.
Yes!
Two in a row. Bo, ooh. Not your day, man.
Yep. That's all right. Thank you for that.
Mate, drive safe.
Happy Thursday.
All right, see you.
Hey, good on you, Bo. Have an amazing day, mate. Rock, paper, scissors will be back next Thursday on the show.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
There was a girl stuck in quarantine in a hotel in Melbourne that cooked an apple crumble with an iron board in the hotel. We spoke about it on the show yesterday, and Herbie's been attempting it all morning.
Well, I thought if she can do it, why can't we? I mean, she also does cook in real life outside of quarantine, but I thought we should give it a crack. Because if we can use an iron, that means we could cook every show then. Because we don't have an oven in here, but we could bring an iron in.
Before the big moment where I try it, a couple of questions. First of all, how are we tracking?
We're tracking pretty good. If you want to see how I've gone, you can go to our Instagram at HitGV and follow the steps. Maybe you too want to cook with an iron. You can't get your hands on an oven today, but you can an iron.
Two more questions. Mm-hmm. Will I get food poisoning?
That I don't know. I'm hoping not. But it does look good. So I've just done a simple apple base. I've made the crumble from scratch using sugar, oats and flour and a bit of butter, and we've put it together.
Final question.
Mm-hmm.
Do I get ice cream with my apple crumble? Because I'm not interested otherwise. You can eat it yourself.
I knew you'd ask this. Now, you don't get ice cream.
Oh, well, you're fired.
You get cream.
What are you here for then?
You get cream.
I'm not a big cream fan. Don't do dairy unless it's ice cream.
Listen, this guy. Well, do you want a bit of cream on it? A dollop?
Yeah, why not? I'm not going to say no.
Wait till you see what I've made for you, my friend, because you are just going to be one.
Is it going to be hot? Like, I don't understand how this has worked. You've got like an iron set up there in between two cartons holding it upright.
Look it up.
Oh, wow, look at that.
Yeah.
Can we get a photo for the HitGV Instagram page?
Can.
That looks delicious.
Giving you a spoon?
It's hot.
It's
I can't confirm.
Yeah.
Hang on, the big moment.
This is it.
I'm nervous.
Drum roll, please.
Will Josiah be on air tomorrow with food poisoning or not?
I can't wait for you to taste it because I actually haven't sampled it yet myself.
Oh, well. I'm like the queen here in the Goulburn Valley. She gets servants to do it for her. Where's my slaves?
Yeah, but I'm the king, so.
Good point. Here we go.
It's going in. Oh, I hate that noise, but anywho. Put aside the noise. You've had a bit of apple and the crumble with the cream. Talk to me. How is an iron baking apple crumble gone?
The apples are warm. The crumble's cooked. Herbs, you've nailed it!
Yeah!
Wow. It doesn't taste any difference to an oven-cooked apple crumble.
I'm putting it on the CV. I'm an oven baker.
What? Do yourself a favour, Goulburn Valley. Get on the HitGV Instagram page, take notes and do it yourself. You can cook with an iron.
What do you want tomorrow? What's for breakfast?
Bacon and a grill. I don't know.
It's a Friday fry-up.
That's two eggs on the back of that toaster. Can I have my iron back, by the way?
Yeah, sure.
Thank you so much.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.